tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world. And I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left.
My faith would be made stronger in the presence. Everybody, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. In that way you will be acting as a true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends his rain on the just and the unjust alike. So, obviously I don't sound anything like Beverly, but I'm going to try to stand in for her today. She had some things to take care of, and so with that said, welcome to the Hope Show, and I'm going to play some of the tunes that I know she likes, and then share a few of my favorite quotes that was said by Jesus. So here we go.
Fighting the fight that's already been won.
love that song. That's a pretty good one there. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world out there, and we all have hopes of trying to make this world a better place, and I believe that we can do a lot. But there's a quote in Matthew 19:26. It says, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." And I believe that. I believe that if we have our faith where it's supposed to be, and we keep things in right perspective, I think that the book said, Jesus said, "And so I tell you, keep asking on, and you will receive what you ask for. And keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be open." Jesus said a lot of good stuff like that. That's why I'm, trying to go down a few quotes and stuff that are some of my favorite ones, and he had a lot of good uplifting words to say to people. There's a book out there called The Greatest Words Ever Spoken, written by Stephen K. Scott. If you ever get a chance to check that out, check it out. It's a book that basically has every word in the Bible ever spoken by Jesus. So with that said, I'm going to play you another tune here, and then I'll see you back in a minute or two. Actually, this is quite a little bit longer.
justice without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me when my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
very beautiful song. Jesus Christ, Mark 10:42-45 said, Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must be a slave of everyone else. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as ransom for many. You know, when you listen to those words, that's some pretty profound words right there. That's, if you think about it, it's a pretty ultimate sacrifice that, we're down here, a lot of times we get wrapped up in our own little circle, and we are our own little bubble, so to speak, and we forget about others. And don't get me wrong, we all got to keep ourselves strong so that we can be strong for others. But at the same sense, having compassion and love for your fellow brothers and sisters, that's what I believe Jesus was showing there. And that I would prefer to be a servant than a leader, especially in today's world. And as long as you humble yourself, there's a phrase on there, if I can find it again. Let me see. Hold on here. I'm scrolling up here. Doggone it. I just can't seem to find it. Anyway, I'll try to look it up later. But I'm not really as good at this as Beverly is. And she does a really, well put together show. She works really hard at it. She's a good, loving soul trying to get the message of God out there to everybody. And so today I'm just kind of playing it by ear. But, I look at all these words that Jesus said and all the things that he did. And I think to myself, that's pretty amazing that somebody would be... That somebody would put themselves so far out there, for everyone else. That's one amazing sacrifice. Even on a small scale, you can help each other out. And a lot of times we sacrifice a lot to try to ensure that our loved ones and people around us are taken care of. But you also got to remember to take care of yourself as well. You got to be strong so that you can be strong for others. Anyway, let me go here.
I'm torn between myself and your truth. These cursed memories forever seeping through. Oh, my thirst for myself left me wanting more, till I found myself face down on your shore. You say, come to the no more. My restless heart, oh, led me astray to my selfish pride. I became my own slave, but you placed a thirst in me.
Jesus answered them, he said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You know, it's amazing when you go down and look at all these kind of things that Jesus said. There's so many quotes out there. You can actually go out there and look of all the different words that was mentioned in the Bible that Jesus spoke. And if you can get an understanding of those meanings, as simple of what Jesus was here to do, it puts everything in a completely different perspective. You know, when you walk past that homeless guy and he's got a sign out there, you know, and needs some help, some money to buy some food or something like that, and you just walk right on by as if, you know, somebody's told you at some point in time, don't give that man money, he'll just buy alcohol or drugs with it. It's not your place to judge whether or not he would. It's your place to dig down and deep down inside your heart and wonder what would you want somebody to do for you like that if you were in that position. Jesus said, what you do unto the least of me, you do unto me. And so, if you can help those folks out, then you probably should be helping those folks out. This world that we live in is, you know, really going through some troubling times. And man is not capable of solving all these problems without God, as far as I'm concerned. He said, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Think about that. It's so easy for us to fly off the handle and get all kinds of irate over things that somebody either said or done to us, and we don't understand the way that all this seems to work out, perpetuating against each other. There's wise words of wisdom in the words that Jesus spoke. You know, and I just, I wished I had the words like that to say to people. I wished I had the words to make this world better. But unfortunately for us, it's all in the hands of God. It's all in the hands of our Creator to make this world better. But that doesn't make us helpless. It doesn't make us helpless at all. So with that said, I'm gonna throw this one on here.
Yeah.
So pretty much we were told to ask and we shall receive, and I take those words literally, and it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, I just love reading some of these things, because you know, as life goes on, it's amazing that it just rings so true that all of this some really wise men back in the day, I say, God, the Word of God, let your light shine before men, and they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's how you make God happy. That's how you make God smile. You know, being that what you were created to be that amazing person that you are. God didn't make any trash. He only made treasure. You know, and the only thing he asked in return was, you know, that we take care of one another. For whomever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. You know, those kind acts, treating your neighbors good and treating each other good. The thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and to destroy. And I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And it wasn't just the good people. It's just like Jesus said. Didn't come down here. You know, the doctors, the sick people need doctors. Oh, I lost that one there. Where the heck did the deal go? I'm sorry. I am not in good this way. But anyway, I'll have to find that again. I'm sorry. Beverly's good at this stuff. She got all organized and everything. But I lost the phrase that I was trying to say. Anyway. This will do this one right here.
Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take. But you're stronger than you know. Don't you give up now, the sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. What faith can do. thousand times, you will have the strength to rise.
So yeah, I massacred that one phrase, but essentially he was saying the healthy don't need doctors. So Jesus wasn't coming there to, you know, find the healthy, or, you know, he was there to find the lost, is basically what he was trying to say. And so I'm like kind of burning candle at both ends, so I'm pretty tired, and I'm kind of bombing out, and, you know, trying to get this message out there. So, you know, hopefully everything will work out. Beverly will be back next time around, but either way, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first of the greatest commandment, and he, the second, is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And all the law of the prophets hang on these two commandments. Basically, it was to take care of one another, to be good caretakers, to love and honor your mother and your father. For those exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Some pretty powerful words. So, you know, I'll gather my thoughts after this.
Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger, stronger than you know. Don't you give up now. The sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. I've seen dreams that move the mountains. Hope that doesn't ever end, even when the sky is falling. I've seen miracles just happen. Silent prayers get answered. Broken hearts become brand new. You will have the strength to rise.
All right, folks, you've been listening to The Hope Show. I'm going to leave you with one last deal and one last song. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in this world. We're going through some trials and some tribulations. And back in the book that Jesus told all the disciples that there are certain things that must come to pass before his return. And so, you know, with that said, didn't leave us without hope either. And all these things that are happening in this world today, if we use all the gifts that we have been given and we take care of one another and we just follow those words of wisdom, you know, God's commandments, loving thy neighbor and, you know, honoring thy mother and father and not stealing and killing. If we could just get to that point, man, just imagine what this world would be like. It's a little rough right now. We got a lot of stuff that's going on, a lot of problems. But Jesus said in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace in this world. You will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So basically, he already fought the fight for us. It doesn't mean we need to give up. We don't need to, you know, stop shining our light and being what we were meant to be. Good caretakers and humble ourselves before our Creator and one another and make this world a better place. That's the best I can do, and I'm tired and apologize for the shakiness of the show today, because Beverly, she's a really wonderful lady. She works really hard to do a show for you folks out there. She puts her whole heart into it. And for that, I have no skill of matching that kind of amazingness. Peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to The Hope Show. Take care.
Show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. There's a kind of love that God only knows. Misunderstood and the ones to blame. What if we could start over?
Find you. God only knows how to break through. God only